Spig, the president of Education Voters. She has a 5 to 7 minute PowerPoint as well.
So we did not plan this, but we are drilling further down into the charter school issues with each speaker. If we go to the next slide, so charter schools, as you heard, are publicly funded, but they're privately managed, and they can be managed by for-profit companies. So I think that that is an important thing to know, that for-profit private companies can collect taxpayer dollars and run schools with a different objective than educating children. And charter schools also are not, they don't have to comply with the same accountability as traditional public schools in terms of how they handle their finances. So school districts make a tuition payment, as you heard, based on the average cost of the students who are in their own districts. And the tuition for brick and mortar charters is identical to the tuition for the cyber schools. So I pulled up the numbers for Bethlehem and Allentown for 2016-17 just to give you a sense of what it costs for each student to go to a charter school. In Bethlehem in 16-17, it was about $10,600 for a regular education student and almost $23,000 for a special education student. In Allentown, it was $9,200 for a regular education student and about $22,000 for a special education student. So Dr. Sistek hit on the exact two issues that I'm going to drill down into. There are two things that can and should happen in the next 6 months in Harrisburg as we are looking at the state budget, because what we see when we see school districts across the state is that they are not able to provide students with the opportunities that they need to succeed either in school today or after they graduate. We have an incredibly inadequate funding system for education in Pennsylvania. Our state funds about 37% of what it costs to educate kids. National average is closer to 50%. So we rank 46th in the nation in state share of funding for public schools. So not only is money not distributed in an equitable way, it is also incredibly inadequate. So wherever, I mean, I go all over the state, from Susquehanna County down to Greene County, and the story is the same. School districts are struggling to give kids what they need, and charter schools, there is a lot that we can do with the charter school sector to bring back money into our schools. So we need to talk about cyber charter school funding. That should happen this year. EdVoters is going to be coming out with a report in the middle of February. So again, sign up for our emails and you will get the report hot off the presses. The quality of education kids get at cyber charter schools is abysmal. I mean, some of these schools have a 31% graduation rate. I think 13 of the 14 are in the bottom 5% of performers in the state. They're not educating students, yet they are taking in almost $500 million a year in taxpayer money. So that is something that we need to talk about. The other thing that I want to do a deep dive into quickly is special education funding with charter schools. So if you could just flip to the next slide where there's like a picture. So 5 years ago, the state legislature enacted a formula for special education funding that bases the amount of money that school districts get from the state for special education students on the actual cost of educating those students. So it aligns the funding with the student for all of the new money that goes out. And when the legislature came together, it was led by Senator Brown. The intent was for the special education funding formula to be applied to all schools, all public schools, both traditional public schools and charter schools. But at the last minute, the charter school lobby came into Harrisburg and they said, no way, no how, this isn't going to happen. The legislature caved, and now the special education funding formula applies to school districts, but not to charter schools. So if you go to the next slide, you can see what happens. So under the current way that charter school funding works, there's no relationship whatsoever between what it costs to educate a student in a charter school, the special education student in a charter school, and the amount of money that the charter school receives. So in a district school, if there is a student with a disability and it costs $15,000 to educate that student, the school district spends $15,000. That's exactly what it costs to educate that student. In the charter school, they get a per student tuition rate based on the average cost of educating kids in the district building. So a student, their student's costs might total $15,000, but But that charter school will get between $15,000 and $48,000 in tuition for that student, just because that's the formula. There is no relationship between that, the two. And so this is a real problem for kids with disabilities. So on one hand, if you have a student who has needs a half an hour of speech therapy a week, and that's all that student needs, that student is not creating a lot of extra costs. So the actual cost could be $15,000 a student, but then the charter school tuition is $27,000. So for that student, the charter school gets to reap a profit of $12,000 off of that student. Now, if that student has a significant disability, and that student might need a full-time aide, and the cost to educate that student might be $35,000, the charter school still only gets $27,000. So we can see why there is the really significant disincentive for charter schools to accept students who have disabilities that require significant costs. But what this does, if you go to the next slide, it creates this really perverse incentive for charter schools to accept only students with low-cost disabilities. So if you look at this, we've got a couple scenarios. So in year one in the district school, if we've got 12 students, 10, the ones that are in the white, they cost $15,000 each to educate. And then you've got two students who cost $45,000 to educate. So your average special ed cost is $20,000, right? So when two students go to the charter school gets $40,000. It costs them $30,000 to educate the students. They get a tiny little profit of $10,000, and that's how it is. But then we go to year two, and this is what's happening all over the state. The students with the less expensive disabilities tend to go to charter schools, while the students with the more expensive disabilities stay in the traditional public schools. So here, the next year, six of the students requiring minimal support have moved into the charter school. So now the average special ed cost is $25,000 a student, right? But the charter school now has all of these kids who cost $15,000 a student, and now this year they reap a profit of $80,000, right? And that is what is happening all over the state in charter schools and also in cyber charter schools. Students with significant disabilities are being concentrated and segregated into traditional public schools, while students with low-cost disabilities are being educated much more in charter schools. So the solution to this is to apply the special education funding formula to charter schools, so that when a student with a disability goes to a charter school, the funding that goes with that student is matched with the cost of that student's disability. And if you go to the last slide, in 2017, the Education Law Center did a report about this, and they actually studied the Philadelphia School District and other school districts. And what they found is that students in Pennsylvania are being segregated by disability. And because students who are African American are much more likely to be designated as having disabilities, not only are students being segregated by disability, but this is also causing an increase in segregation by race. So in their report, they said, until funding with respect to students with disabilities in the charter school is equitable, Pennsylvania schools will remain and continue to become more segregated by disability and race. There's simply no fiscal motivation for charter schools to reform these policies, as maintaining such practices results in a funding windfall for charter schools to receive surplus special education funding. So this is an issue that is morally wrong. It hurts students, it hurts taxpayers, it is something that the legislature needs to fix. And now that this is the five-year look back, this is the year to fix it. And so if Senator Brown is your senator, you should call him up and you should ask him to please take the lead on this, because we really need people in Harrisburg fighting for students with disabilities so that they will have equal access to charter schools, so that there will be no disincentive for them if they have a significant disability to get turned away. But we also have to think about the funding issues too.
Thank you.
So you can sign up for our email if you want to talk to me later. I'd love to talk, but this is an issue that we can't just let happen. This can't go on forever in Pennsylvania because it's just going to get worse.